For Ryan Abbott, his dream of creating a mobile museum for all children, including those with autism and other special needs, has now become a reality. The 26-foot enclosed trailer is wheelchair accessible and chock full of fun stuff for kids. A steampunk laboratory, Legos, laser drawing, and a treehouse fort. Abbott tells WGLT student reporter Cindy Hernandez that he saw a need.
My son's autistic, and from the parent side of it, not being a doctor, but from the parent side of it, I saw a need for sensory that was maybe more common sense or more kid-friendly. So being a fabricator by trade, I added my fabrication skills in with being the father of an autistic son, and kind of put two and two together, and then started developing small sensory exhibits, and it just kind of led up to where it's at now.
So why did you decide to build a portable museum instead of, putting it in just one location?
Life kind of took me in that direction. I tried to do an actual physical museum. Yeah, it just didn't work out that way. And life was kind of like, every time I thought I was getting closer to doing that, life just kind of like, no. And then it kind of put me in a different direction. Well, it kind of, in 2019, instead of doing nothing and waiting to get a building and build a museum, I'm not that way. So I'm going to do something regardless. So I decided, we'll go ahead and we'll pack all the exhibits into a mobile platform and go out in 2019 and just see how it works. And we did that, and it went exceptionally well. So we tried to get a building after that, too. And once again, life was like, nope. Life was like, you're going back to mobile. So I figured if I'm going to do mobile, I'm going to go all out. I'm diving both feet in. So we ordered a brand new platform, which is the 26-foot enclosed chair, and built everything into that. So it's all wheelchair accessible, air conditioning, and all that good stuff. And the good thing about that is I can go to the kids, and I can get to multiple kids at one time. So if you got an early start program, like in Eureka, for instance, or every small town has a school, and they got some kind of program with autistic or special needs kids, I can actually go to them and service more kids at one time than having a museum somewhere that's locked down.
This is the second portable museum you created. Can you talk a little bit about the first one?
Oh, the first one was awesome. Okay, so the first one was literally a 300,000-mile UPS truck. The outside looked just like a pirate ship, and it was based on light and sound therapy. So the sound part of it was pianos, drums. There's like 20 different instruments in there, and it's kind of built into the cave walls and all that. And we did a lot of shows in 2019 with that one. It was just really unreliable, and I couldn't get a wheelchair kid in. And that was extremely important to me, that I didn't leave anybody out. At the end of 2019, I kind of knew the pirate ship was going away, and I knew we were going to end up staying mobile. So I ordered a brand new enclosed trailer, custom spec, dual air conditioning. The door in the back comes down. I've already had wheelchair kids in it, fully accessible. There's the pirate ship just had those kind of deficiencies, and it wasn't good enough for me to continue with that, because that's not where I wanted to end up in the future of this. And it was growing to a point where I thought that this is what we need to do with it.
Can you talk about this new trailer then? Like, what are some of the features in it?
There's so much in there. You got to see it. We'll just start at the front of it. So when you first walk in, there's a steampunk laboratory with a couple Lego exhibits. So there's big Lego bins. Kids can build all these Lego things. And then there's what's called the Lego Destroyer. So they can actually build a Lego chunk or whatever they wanted, a sculpture, put it on the Lego Destroyer and pull a valve and it'll just blow the thing up. One thing up at the autism camp I learned was that the kids love to break Lego stuff. I mean, one kid would spend 6 hours building something, another kid would come in and break it. I'm like, well, they obviously like doing that, so how about I give them something to break? Well, and the whole time they're getting sensory because they're digging through Lego things and they're getting their minds going on how to build something. Then they watch it explode. You can record it on your iPhone in slow-mo and watch it come apart when the Lego Destroyer blows up. But everything in that trailer is 8 foot tall on the inside, which is not typical. I ordered it custom like that. The reason why is basically the whole upper half, everything from 5 foot on up inside the trailer, is tunnels. So there's all these tunnels that go through. I think there's 52 foot of tunnels in that trailer. When the kids go through them, the base of them are these like industrial rollers. So as they roll across them, they get that kind of sensory impact going across. And then once you go past the steampunk laboratory, there's a wall in the middle of the trailer inside. When you go through that, you get into the two-story tree fort, which is a whole nother world inside that trailer. So it's all natural, all wood, and there's two levels to it. There's upper level and then a lower level. It's separated by net flooring. And then there's other stuff in there like laser drawing, there's sensory buckets where they can dig down in there, you know, push their hands down into the media like corn, beans, and rice in these 5 gallon buckets. And at the bottom of each bucket is an object that they have to identify with their just by feel. So it really hides all the sensory that these kids need in plain sight, but no one ever really guesses that's even in there, which is great. That's the greatest compliment ever, is when someone says, well, where's the sensory? You know, it's, well, if you have a child that's on the spectrum, you know, and I've talked to me, they're like, oh my gosh, I see it. This is awesome. You know, it doesn't look like a hospital, because no kid that I've ever met really wants to go to a hospital and deal with the stuff that's designed not really interesting or to the kid's interest and stuff like that. So
you talk a lot about sensory. So why is that for children on the spectrum so important?
I don't know what the scientific meaning behind it is. We just know it works. As a parent, you know, I just know it works, like weighted blankets and stuff. But one thing I really noticed was, even with the pirate ship, was that, like, you don't have to be on a spectrum to benefit from sensory, right? You know, so I see these kids under that have really enjoying the stuff, like the netting and the sensory buckets, and they just love that stuff. And they're not on the spectrum at all. There's a lot of medical, a lot of science to autism, but there's also a lot of common sense too. You know, I don't have to be a doctor to understand autism. I'm a parent, and I love my kids for anything in the world. So it's important for me to find, you know, if I can take something I know how to do and use it to their benefit, that's just mm-hmm. what I've done. And it just happens to work, which is cool.
So the museum is open for all kids then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so one of the things I really want to do is inclusion. So it was really hard for me to kind of like label this as an autistic and special needs kids museum. It's extremely hard for me to put that label on there. Well, with the inclusion part of the museum, I don't want people to feel like they're walking into something that was just built for autistic or special needs kids.
So tell me more about yourself. Is a museum your full-time job?
As of this point, it is. It's an unpaid job. I went probably 2 years with no pay, and I put about $70,000 into it. I worked for State Farm for 22 years, took a buyout, and blah, blah. When I got out, I had worked so much and acquired so many hot rods. I got a hot rod shop, too, that I really had the benefit of saying, you know what, I'm going to take a year off, and I'm just going to do this with my own money with the pirate ship. And I'm like, let's just see if there's something here. You know, just blessed like that. You know, so I had the benefit of taking a year off. And when it worked so good, I literally last week had a very good job offer come up. And I actually went in and talked to my wife and my mother-in-law. I'm like, I can't take it. I said, I realize I'm not making any money right now, but this thing is taking off. Like, it's getting so popular so fast. I said, I just can't turn my back on it. It didn't feel right. So I actually had to decline a job I've been waiting for like a year. And it was a huge jump, and I'm really hoping it was a smart jump at this point. But it does feel so good when the kids go in it and you see it working like you hoped it would work. Mm-hmm. And the amount of work and time I put into it is just like, oh my gosh, this works. This is so awesome. Now, I just got, like, with any nonprofit, say Restore or anywhere else, you have to be, you know, financially stable. So we're working on that part of it. Mostly what the platform we're going with right now is, being that we're 501c3, every $100 donated is an hour of museum time. So say you approached me and said, I want this at my house for my kid's birthday party, you know, 4-hour birthday party. So it'd be $400. Which a typical bouncy house is $350, $400. So, but this is way better than a bouncy house, right? But where it comes in great is you could actually run a Facebook fundraiser, because I'm registered with Facebook, and you could raise all that money in a Facebook fundraiser. My average that people are doing is $500 to $600. So you could actually have me come do your birthday party for nothing out of your pocket.
So I guess that answered part of my last question on where you see this museum headed.
Where I would like it to go was, I have plans to build it at probably two more different theme ones. So this one's steampunk and two-story tree fort. The second one, my cave works so good in the back of the pilot ship that I actually want to do another cave one. So I can't sleep at night because the ideas are already coming through my head, and it's like, oh gosh. So I want to build another one. And then the third one, I'm thinking about maybe doing like a Harry Potter kind of thing. We'll see what 2020 brings. 2020's already, it's just taken off like I so fast. And I'm literally one guy. I built the whole thing. I run the whole thing. So, I mean, I don't know if it gets so big. I've already got, you know, just in being out, just in putting it out there for, let's see, probably 30 to 40 days. I had over 30 bookings all throughout the year. So, I mean, without it, didn't half of them even seeing it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know me and know that if I build something, it's going to be crazy cool. Big curse, I know. So, if it goes good, I'd like to do maybe three museums. I don't know where life's going to take me at the end of 2020. But if I get up to three, I would very much like revisiting building a physical museum. Mm-hmm. I still got it in me. And if I could do that much with a 26-foot enclosed trailer, I could do some seriously awesome stuff with a whole entire building. So I'm looking into that. Well, I'm going to let it grow into what it wants to do. I don't want to be the person that holds it back either.
That's Ryan Abbott, the creator of That Kid Place Mobile Museum, speaking with WGLT student reporter Cindy Hernandez.